And now, James Gravel.
In a previous program, we began an investigation into the organization of the Lord's Church and observed that the Bible speaks of how elders are to be appointed within the church. In 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, the qualifications of the elders are given. An elder also is known in the New Testament by such synonyms as bishop or pastor, a name by which that is never used in the New Testament to refer to preachers. In the New Testament, a group of elders composed of those men who met the strict qualifications set forth in 1 Timothy 3, 1-7, and Titus 1, verses 6-9, made decisions of expediency for each congregation. Elders are to serve as the spiritual overseers of the congregations. In Acts 20 and verse 17, Paul called unto him the elders of the church at Ephesus. In Acts 20 and verse 28, Paul told those elders to take heed to yourselves and to the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God. Paul's use of the phrase to shepherd is the source from which we get our word pastor. According to the New Testament, the men who have the spiritual oversight of individual congregations are overseers or bishops and are also referred to as pastors, Ephesians 4 and verse 11, or elders. The Greek words used in the New Testament to describe these men and their functions are used interchangeably to describe the same office. Peter wrote that the elders were to shepherd the flock of God, serving as overseers, not being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock, 1 Peter 5, verses 1-4. In regard to the qualifications that these elders, pastors, overseers, bishops, shepherds must possess, the Apostle Paul offered up two very specific lists in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1. Among the necessary qualifications, the candidate must be, among other things, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, and able to teach. Those men who met the qualifications given in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1 could become the elders or pastors who were approved by God to lead His Son's church,